Yeah.
Meow. 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 Meow.
You got the intro, Tommy?
This. I cut me off, man.
You. Go ahead.
Freedom Fiendus interrupt is going on here.
Hit it.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus. Corellius? This
Cerulius.
Is written wrong. Your
Cerulius.
Locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a toasty and tasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Michael? Can you feel it?
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yeah.
Well, now that the robots have chimed in and we know that their brains are rejuvenated, Freedom Fiends is covered by BIPCOT No Government License. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Thank you, Davi. That was so cool.
I'm practicing for when my lungs fall out and I can... sounds better than Stephen Hawking, doesn't it?
I was gonna say we were game testing Stephen Hawking tonight. Yeah. I don't know if he is still using the same voice we're accustomed to. He may be using something more state of the art. I don't know how often he updates his software.
No.
Nah.
No, he doesn't.
It's my alter ego.
No, I saw him on what's that thing? Next Week Tonight, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. He interviewed
this morning
him.
Yesterday.
Yeah, he interviewed him recently. He interviewed him this afternoon next week, and he was using the old classic voice. I think when he got his voice box, that was the only one available, and I think he still uses it because it's recognized as him, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a branding thing. It was probably created for him. I don't know anyone else that uses it.
Yeah.
Anarchy
now
is
he's
nifty.
He's stuck with it.
Anarchy is nifty.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anarchy is nifty.
Yep. There's a Scottish one here. Let me find it. Well, it's an Indian one. Let me try the Indian one.
Anarchy is right. Nifty. Anarchy is nifty.
Let's see. South African.
Anarchy is nifty.
Anarchy?
Anarchy. In South Africa, they have anarchy.
Anarchy is nifty.
That one sounds Indian. Let me find the Scottish
one. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. All right. Fiona, the Scottish one. Come on, Fiona.
Anarchy is nifty. Kind of quiet there.
Anarchy is nifty.
Yeah. I think I like James, the American.
Anarchy is nifty.
James sounds like, hi, I'm Mike from marketing. Let's talk realistically around the water cooler. You know, yeah. How about that local sports team? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need to know about sports. My dad taught me that.
Yep. So do you want to talk about perverse incentives first, or do you want to talk about that really weird thing that I love and you hate called ASMR?
Hey, can your robot voice do ASMR?
I think you just turn it down really quiet.
you just thumb fist some punctuation into the window and see what it does.
Yeah, you just whisper. Well, there actually is a whisper. There's a whisper setting. Let me try this. All right. That sounds like Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Anarchy is nifty. Yeah, it's an echo setting.
Anarchy is nifty. Anarchy is nifty. Anarchy is nifty.
Yep.
So why don't you tell us what ASMR is? It stands for something,
Anarchy
right?
Is nifty.
Yeah. ASMR is autonomous sensory median response. And it's this weird new thing that all the kids are doing. And I don't know, man. It's kind of creepy.
It's a new street drug?
Yeah, it's a new street drug that's transmitted through YouTube videos. And it's like, I don't know if it would work on radio. We should probably play some, though. But it wouldn't really work on radio well because it's kind of dependent on really high audio quality and a lot of dynamics with really good mics. And I think radio has so much, like, signal processing between here and there that it might just sound like whispering robots with static. But it's basically people making videos where they talk really quietly and do things like really quietly stroke cellophane or fabric with really good microphones with really wide stereo binaural separation. And you'd think it would be the most boring thing in the world, but the point is to kind of cause tingling and euphoria in the viewer, and it works. Like, I stumbled across one of these before I knew what it was and started watching. I'm like, oh, it's some chick, like, baby talking into the, you know, like, hey. And then I'm like, wait, this isn't, like, some kind of horror thing, you know? Like, I thought it was just some video horror, like, hey, baby. Like, it's kind of intimate in a weird way. And there are ones of women and men, and I do like the ones of women better than men, especially since a lot of the men are, seem really, really gay. And I'm like, get out of my head, dude. But, but yeah, they're like these videos.
Really aggravating. I did not find it tingling or euphoric or anything. I found it like, I don't know, maybe I'm one of those people that can't handle the crinkling of Doritos bags or something. But
it seems, you know, like what it reminds, something I would hate.
Me of, there's an episode of The Simpsons. There's an episode of The Simpsons where Chief Wiggum is talking about how he aggravates the police dogs to make them violent. And he says he sings to them off key and he goes, me, mo, my, me, mo, my. And that, that upsets the dogs. That's how I felt listening to these videos.
let me play one, like, few seconds one here.
Yeah, great. Right.
This one is called Mouth Sounds, Inaudible Whispers, and Crinkles ASMR by Cosmic Tingles ASMR channel. Right. Here we go.
It's great radio.
This is setting off the alarm.
Okay.
Yeah, see? The radio can't take it.
Setting off the silence alarm. All right, it's too quiet. That's really funny. Our board out just whispered in our ear that this was setting off the silence alarm. The alarm that I like to say how when I was a kid, I would have been really overjoyed to know that someday my talking would be so important that alarms would go off if I stopped doing it for 6 seconds. And apparently ASMR is so quiet, and I had it cranked. I mean, I had it like up to 15 on a scale of 1 to 10, and our board op whispered in my ear, in our ears, this is setting off alarms. All right. Why don't you read the article on Wikipedia about autonomous, just ASMR on Wikipedia?
Well, mainly because I don't have it up, but do you have it up? I can get it.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I have lungworms, so.
Oh, lungworm. All right.
And we're going to talk later about my health.
Autonomous sensory meridian response is a neologism. One of my favorite neologisms is neologism.
Yeah.
For a perceptual phenomenon characterized as a distinct, plausible tingling sensation in the head, scalp.
You think it's plausible. I think it's pleasurable.
Oh, it does. Look at that. It does say pleasurable. Well, I want to dispute this article. Yeah. A pleasurable tingling sensation in the head. Because I thought plausible meaning like they talk about how it hasn't been verified by science. But anyway.
Yeah, like you saw this video and you were like, this is how they would torture me in Gitmo. That's what you were thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like if they put on speed metal, you'd fall asleep because it's all the same volume, but.
Oh, I've slept through speed metal. That's no problem. And we have a drought in California, so waterboarding is a little tough for me out here.
Yeah, you'd like it. You'd like it.
So, a pleasurable tingling sensation in the head, scalp, back, or peripheral regions of the body in response to visual, auditory, tactile, olfactory, or cognitive stimuli.
Olfactory.
That's what I said.
That could be anything.
That could be anything. Yep. The nature and classification of the ASMR phenomenon is controversial.
It's plausible.
It's plausible. With strong anecdotal evidence to support the phenomenon, but little or no scientific explanation or verified data.
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, big secret here. People respond to stimuli. Sensory input with pleasure sometimes.
With any of the five senses.
Yeah. I mean, why isn't it just like, it's really just Foley sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Essentially, it's just, it's the Foley sound everyone endeavors to leave out.
Yes. There are 10-hour videos of this too. like 10 hours.
So do people like play it in their house, like while they're doing dishes and just rock out to crinkling newspaper?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's bizarre. I don't get it at all. Do you remember in the 90s when like, this was when it might've been in the 2000s, but it was when like MP3s were a new thing. People said that they could synthesize various drugs with MP3s and they produced all these weird techno sounds that they said, if you like sat in a dark room and listened, it would simulate marijuana or LSD.
There's tons of those all over YouTube.
Yeah.
There's certain.
So that was a thing. When
like,
I was a
those
kid.
Are like 10 hours long too.
Yeah. And we had,
all night long.
We had teachers Crinkle that actually like tried all to do a drug long. War on these MP3 files. Wow. I guess they weren't MP3 at the time. I don't know what they were, but, people got a hold of these sounds.
MIDIs of
they
doom.
Were MIDI. You're right. They must have been MIDI.
Yeah. That's before. Yeah.
Crinkle me, baby. All night long.
But, you know, same thing. They didn't work at all. They were vaguely annoying, maybe Crinkle soothing, me, something. All night I don't
long.
Know.
Crinkle me, baby. All night long.
The robots like it, apparently.
Yes, it's robot disco. Now, you know what robot disco is the music that they use in that show called How It's Made. I really like that show. You ever see that?
I don't think so, but I'm familiar with the concept.
It's basically just like automated assembly line machinery putting together everything. You know, and they'll have like one episode of a half hour will be two things, like, you know, how hot sauce and Lamborghinis are made.
That's like every once in a while a video shows up that's like, why is this so mesmerizing? And it'll be a video of like some robot arm doing something over and over again or some.
Yeah.
One of them I saw recently was the perfect game of Nokia Snake. I don't know if you ever played that game. It's like a game. It's on a like a black and white screen or a black and green screen that's just like a stick moves around the screen and it picks up little apples, and the more apples it gets, the longer it gets. It's supposed to be like a snake eating apples, and so eventually you bite your own tail and lose the game. But if you let a robot play the game, then it perfectly calculates a perfect game, and you watch the snake grow longer and longer and longer until it fills the screen entirely.
MP3s, not even one.
Which is soothing for some
friends
reason.
Don't let friends use MP3s.
MP3s.
ASMR. Worms.
Yeah, worms.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
New Hampshire is
living. So when advertisers pay for ads, you're supposed to like offer them some kind of proof their ads played on radio. I think I just offered you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I know it.
Friends don't let friends use ASMR.
It's true.
Are we going to talk more about ASMR?
Not even once.
Are we done?
We need to do before and after photos of people. Like, we need to get a like an old like episode 4 picture of Darth Vader and then the new like burned helmet from the new trailer. And put them next to each other and says, ASMR, not even once.
Friends don't let friends use ASMR, ADMR, not even once.
Oh, wait, I misspelled it. ADMR.
Oh,
yeah. Bounce. Did you watch Orphan Black?
I couldn't find it online.
It's on the torrents. Do you want a really good torrent site that has all movies and TV?
Sure.
EZTV.ch.
EZTV.ch.
Yeah, but don't download torrents while we're doing a show.
Yeah, I won't.
Okay, so the CH one's the one to use, right? Okay, thanks. So I'm going to talk about my crappy health a little bit for next segment.
Okay.
Bum everyone out, make them tune the channel.
It's guilt fundraising, that's what it is.
Friends don't let friends use ASMR, ASMR, not even once. Friends don't let friends use ASMR, ASMR, not even once.
Oh, nice. If you put spaces in, it pauses more.
That's cool.
Let's try the Indian one. Here we go.
Friends don't let friends use ASMR, ASMR, not even once.
It sounds very Indian. It sounds almost racist Indian.
Meow.
Yeah.
Worms.
Friends don't let friends use ASMR. ASMR not even once.
That's
true.
That's racist.
Friends don't
let friends have to have an intervention.
Friends don't let friends use ASMR. ASMR not even once.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this new show that's amazing. that is going to make Davi forget about the existence of Better Call Saul. That's quite a promise, don't you think, Davi?
That is quite a promise.
Yeah. Well, it's called Orphan Black. I watched 2 seasons of it in one sitting this weekend, one 48-hour sitting.
What's the premise? It's an odd name.
takes place pretty much now. It's kind of sci-fi. Well,
right now, like they're listening to the fiends?
Yeah. Although, yeah. And you know, someone just wrote me and said, thank goodness for the fiends. When someone on the LRN feed said, Rand Paul is good, then it got cut off and the announcer said, next up is the Freedom Fiends.
We need to run some antibiotics through the listener, make sure they don't pick up
friends,
that infection.
Friends use ASMR. Yes. ASMR not even once.
Yep. That's going to be my new thing. It takes place now, and it's I don't know if it's science fiction or fantasy. It's kind of hard to decide because it's science fiction that basically is one of those things where if you accept one simple, unbelievable premise, then the whole thing is nonfiction, you know?
That's the best kind.
Okay. Well, the premise is there are human clones on Earth now.
Okay.
And one woman plays like 15 different clones. And does
disbelief suspended.
Do you like that?
Now what?
One woman plays like 15 different clones. Most of them are women, but they're actually starting to pop in like male ones and like transgendered ones now.
Weird.
It's weird. It's really cool.
At least it's job security.
Yeah,
for the actress.
Yeah. You got to check it out. And what was the site I recommended? I don't recommend it.
EZTV something.
.ch.
CZCH.
.ch. Switzerland. Switzerland. Yeah. So I want to bum everyone out now. Talk about my health. My weekly. I can do like one show a week now, and then my voice is shot for 4 days. I'm still editing all the shows and cat-botting all the shows and cat-herding, but it's still my show. It'll even be my show after my lungs fall out and I can't do the show. I'll still come on.
Yeah.
And I'll use the voice synthesis, robot voice, and talk. And you know, I mean, I think even after I'm dead, you should still have the... I think the liner should still say, with Michael Dean and his weird friends. Although you could just change it to, with Michael Dean's weird friends, if I'm not on it. But so, this is kind of funny. I went to the... doctor last week for test results and what they
fiend phone
is that Davi?
I'm here. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, did you just disconnect and reconnect?
No, I just disconnected. I did not reconnect, which makes it very confusing to me why I can hear you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's voodoo. So I went to the doctor. So I had chest x-rays and pulmonary tests are like you go to this special facility and they stick you in like this big glass phone booth that's airtight, and then they pump air in and out of it and have you breathe into tubes, and it takes about an hour, and it's crazy making. But so basically, the doctor diagnosed that I don't have COPD, but I have something related and irreversible like COPD. It's a restrictive lung disease. They're not sure which yet. It is a class of diseases, and they are everything from like annoying and basically make you disabled and unable to work and walk to like fatal, you know, and everything in between. So,
but it's also non-curable, just like COPD.
Most of them are non-curable like COPD. And a lot of them get worse. Now here's the bizarre thing. Here's why I really should just give up social media. Cause I also thought I had Hep C, but I don't. It turns out like the one test said I was exposed to it, but further tests said I do not have it. So I posted that news about the Hep C, and then I posted about having a, you know, possibly life-threatening, irreversible, you know, progressive disease that's not yet fully diagnosed. I need to get more tests and see a specialist. But so I posted that, and like all these people, all my friends, like clicked like on it and then posted comments like, hey man, glad you're on the mend. Thumbs up. And I'm like, you didn't read the whole thing, did you?
Wild.
I know. Like I basically said, I may die. And people were like, hey, good to see you on the mend, man. Good for you. Right on. So all my friends are idiots and I'm unfriending
worms.
Them all.
Worms.
Yeah, we're. And his weird friends, yeah, there we go. Tasing you worms. With liberty since 2011. Learn more
at freedomfiends.com. The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
So I played meow, some meow. ASMR, and now my cat's
meow,
gay.
Meow, 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 meow.
You played some ASMR, and now your cat is gay?
Yep.
How's that work?
Not even once, kids. I'm just saying.
Barack Obama is a liar. A socialist and his feet stink. Barack Obama is a liar. A socialist and his feet stink.
Yep.
Or maybe it's to be celebrated, you know, like maybe he was closeted before, and then when he realized the kind of crazy stuff that I'm into, he's like, nah, he's got to be cool with this, and then he came out.
I'm not going to make any jokes about the fact that your cat has feline AIDS.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Too soon. He does.
Too soon. He does.
My health is not
that's
great,
so sad.
And my friends are dumb and don't fully read important things I post. My health is not great,
yeah.
And my friends are dumb and don't fully read important things I post.
All right, so let me finish with my diagnosis.
My cat totally empathizes with
yeah,
you, Michael,
I know.
Because he
I know.
Totally knows what that feels like.
I know. His friends like me are dumb. I'm sorry. I want to make amends to your cat. I had a cat that died of that, and it was not good.
He's been healthy for years, so
yeah,
we're
well,
hoping he lives out a full life.
Is he on medication for it?
No, we just keep him very sheltered.
Yeah.
He's an indoor cat, and... We take good care of him.
Yeah. Well, my health is not good, and my friends are dumb and do not read things that I post. And although that, I did get a lot of likes on, if you think you were a party monster when you were younger, but don't have permanent damage from it, you're a poser and a lightweight, which is something I said. And somebody made a meme of me saying that in an iron lung and called it fiend lung.
See, I feel like I miraculously avoided a lot of the pitfalls of my stupid behavior because
yeah.
I am way too healthy and you know, well adjusted for the amount of stupid things I've done in my life.
I thought so too. I thought I like, you know, cheated death and stuff, and maybe I have, and maybe this will get better. Maybe it's something that can get better. The only thing that really treats it is oxygen. Oxygen. I'm on oxygen like 15 hours a day now, and it really helps. The thing is though, COPD is generally caused by either smoking or asbestos, like, you know, you work in an asbestos mine or something, but restrictive lung disorders are not necessarily caused by anything, which actually makes me feel better, because I was feeling before like I smoked for 30 years and I did this to myself, but maybe I didn't do it to myself. And I haven't smoked in 2 years. I haven't vaped in like 6 weeks, and I'm off nicotine patches now for like 4 days. My pulse is like 10 beats a second slower now that I'm off nicotine completely, which is pretty cool. You know, I think that'll make me live longer.
Yeah.
If nothing
it's
else.
Like Walter White, you know, like he got lung cancer, but he wasn't a smoker.
Yep.
Just something that happens.
Yep. I think the government.
And then he picked up smoking. He started
did
smoking.
Did he start? Well, he smoked one cigarette with Jesse, right?
He smoked a cigar and he smoked a joint.
And he smoked a cigarette. One of each.
Did he smoke a cigarette? I don't
smoking,
remember that.
Just once. Yeah, it's where he's outside outside the meth lab laundry, and he's like wants to talk with Jesse about, you know, their boss and how he wants to kill him, and he's trying to be nonchalant,
yeah.
And he bums a cigarette from him, and Jesse's like, you don't need to smoke that.
You don't smoke?
That's not good for you. And he's like, what do you think it's going to do? Kill me? You know, because he's
right.
Dying of, yeah. Here's the thing. You know what? I really wish I'd listened to you. I had this like totally nihilistic, kind of suicidal roommate when I was like 19 or 20. And he listened to like all this dark music. Like he wouldn't listen to a band unless someone in the band had killed himself. That was kind of his thing. And but he kind of laughed about it. He had a funny attitude about it. He laughed at death, but he was really like, you know, did not expect to live long. But he was pretty healthy, and he didn't smoke. And I smoked. And I'm like, so if you're suicidal or if you don't care if you live or die, why don't you smoke? And he said, I don't care if I live or die, but I don't want to be sick for years. And I wish I'd listened to him because, you know, maybe that's why I'm sick. And I'm probably going to be sick for years. All right. So kids, don't smoke and don't vape. And yeah, that's it. All right. So
I don't know if the millennial generation is into smoking the way that
they're into vaping.
Gen X and Gen Yers were. Okay. Well, we'll see how they turn out, I guess.
Yeah, we will.
These damn kids today.
Yep.
Seriously.
These damn kids today.
Yep. I'm not swearing. The robot is. It's not me.
Right. He's just doing his job.
Yeah. ASMR, not even once. You know, ASMR looks like a phonetic spelling of asthmar. I used to call asthma asmar when I was a little kid.
Like, what's asmar?
I have asthma. Like, I couldn't pronounce asthma.
Oh, okay.
When I was like four, I called it asmar. So ASMR will give you asthma. ASMR will give you COPD. All right.
It'll give you earworms. That's what it'll does. Do. It's not even an earworm. It's not even an earworm.
It's just pretty hipster chicks whispering into really expensive microphones. See, I like it too because most people don't really like care about the audio equipment they use but a lot of the ASMR videos like post like the mic they're using. Like they're very gear porny about the microphones they're using.
Oh, that's why you like it. It's just straight audio porn.
Yeah,
it's like there is no point to this audio except to show how good your mic is.
Yeah, and it's a pretty girl like looking into your eyes and whispering at you.
That just struck me as weird. I was like, what is the point of this? If this is an audio treatment, what's the point of the eyeshadow? I didn't get it.
The eyeshadow. It's part of the stimulation. It's one of the senses.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
These damn kids today.
Not my bag.
Yeah.
Seriously. Do you remember the name of the MIDI file drug synthesizer things? There was a word for
Sex
it. I don't
packets.
Remember what it was.
No, that was a Digital Underground record.
Really?
No.
Not my circus, not my monkey.
Yeah, monkey.
Seriously.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah, there we go.
I got a new product to announce on Shiny Badges. That's kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
It is,
Hang on. Here we go.
Lay it on me, Davi. Lay it on me, Davi.
Lay it on me, Davi.
Okay.
Wait, I think that
so
one...
I got my first
I think
3D.
That one... Hang on. I think that one would be better in an Indian accent. Here we go.
Lay it on me, Davi.
There we go. So I have some of the products you're selling. Derek Slopey sent me some of your...
Oh, yeah? Cool.
He sent me a 3D printed cup. Did he send you one of those?
No.
It's really weird. But he also sent me the 3D printed gun. It's not a 3D printed gun. It's like a pin of a 3D printed gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have one.
It's like a scaled down Liberator... That's actually 3D printed. This is the first product I've had on the site that's actually 3D printed because the Liberator is 3D printed. It just seemed appropriate. But it's lapel pin sized, so you
is
can
Derek
kind of wear
printing
it.
Them?
It's black and yellow. Derek is printing them. Yeah, I ordered 100 from him.
Yep. They're pretty cool, man.
I'm excited. You know, I probably scrolled through three or four different 3D printers before I found one that would actually do it for me. And it was like they were all willing to prototype, but the moment I said, okay, now mass produced, they disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Derek follows through because that's the kind of guy Derek is.
These damn kids today.
Yep. Well, it's, you know what it is? Derek loves to 3D print stuff and like has no market for it. You know, like every time he mails me something, there's something 3D printed in whatever. Like if he sends me a sound card, there's a 3D printed, you know, I don't know, turtle in it. So I think he's really happy.
That's
to
cool.
It. Yeah. He's a hobbyist. And he's actually getting to print stuff people are going to have and want, which is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kind of like Fiend Phone. Yeah.
Did you get the new Libertarians Against Humanity deck?
Yeah. Oh, we should play some.
I just got mine today. I'm pretty stoked about it. I haven't gone all the way through it yet.
Oh, let's pull it out. Let me find mine. Hang on a sec. Three, right? Three. Yeah.
He also sent me a bunch of stickers. And I think he did that because he's upset with me, ironically.
Why?
So,
no, I told him to send you stickers. I told him to send them to you to give out. You're supposed to give those out one each in orders of stuff.
Right. Sending out just cards. So like I've been just like with shiny badges orders, I'll pull out a random Libertarian Against Humanity card and put it in the mailer. And then somebody posted on Facebook a photo of all the things they got in all their shiny badges package. And he responded, he's like, I recognize that card. So I was worried I upset him. But I was just promoting. That's why I was doing that.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Libertarians Against Humanity will save the world from the state.
Yep.
It's true. It's all true. Every word.
Libertarians Against Humanity will save the world from the state. I like that Ian Freeman Googling is in here.
Yeah. This
Catmuff is in here. Wasn't that one of your things back in the day?
I think it is, yeah. There's a bunch. Yeah, it's Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, I think. Yeah.
There you go. This was before.
Catmuff. Catmuff.
The proto longer leash party, right? Didn't Catmuff essentially become the longer leash party?
I think it did. There's no longer leash party.
Catmuff.
There isn't?
No, there's campaign for a longer leash.
It should be a party.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Hey, Lou, if you're listening.
Catmuff.
If you're listening.
Catmuff.
Yes.
Because what's a party without leashes, or what's a leash without parties? There's some slogan here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about perverse incentives?
Hi, I'm Mike from marketing. Let's party, dudes. Hi, I'm Mike from marketing. Let's party, dudes.
Yeah. Do I want to what?
What does that even mean? Who's Mike?
Mike from marketing? I don't know. That voice to me just
sounds
like...
We're off the rails.
Oh, it just sounds like a square guy who'd work in an office.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yeah. I'm just practicing for when my lungs fall out. You know, I may end up being a candidate for a lung transplant. That's just science fiction to me. Isn't that weird?
Barack Obama is
a
liar.
That's not that.
A socialist,
and
his feet
stink.
Don't people
transplant lungs?
Yeah.
People transplant lungs,
don't they? I want Derek to 3D print me a lung.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, cloning. Dude, you got to check out Orphan Black.
Orphan Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to see if it's on this site. Although I'm generally skeptical of sites where I'm supposed to download large files.
Well, why don't you find a trailer on YouTube or something and watch it during the break so we can discuss it. Yeah.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
I can't wait till I'm doing the whole show like this. I gotta get faster at it.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
In case people didn't hear that.
Anarcho-communists are silly and have the logic of tiny, small, little, girly man children.
Yep, it's true.
It's all true. So I guess we're talking commies again?
Tiny, small, little, girly man children.
Yeah, but I think we have to hear it in the Indian voice again. Sangeeta.
Anarcho communists are silly and have the logic of tiny, small, little, girly man children.
Anarcho. Let's hear that again. That was pretty good.
Anarcho communists are silly and have the logic of tiny, small, little, girly man children.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, this is helping save my voice. I like it. So,
I learned a really important lesson about communists this weekend, and that is that a communist and his capital are not easily parted.
Yeah. Well, they're all... communists love to sell things, especially like books and t-shirts about communism.
Yeah. So I went to the Bay Area Anarchist Book Fair this weekend, and I tabled with Center for a Stateless Society.
I've never heard tabled used as a verb, except to table a discussion. Yeah, I've never heard tabled with. Did you make that up? It's pretty cool.
I don't think so. I've used it since I've been tabling. So
Banarchy now. I don't know. I like this. Yeah.
So the Center for a Stateless Society is a market anarchist organization. And the line between market anarchy and anarcho-capitalism has evaded my comprehension. But they see a line of demarcation there. And that line of demarcation, whatever it is what makes them acceptable at an anarchist book fair and me not acceptable at an anarchist book fair.
They're left libertarian anarchists, which is not the same as anarcho-communists, apparently.
Right, but everything right? that he said when people came up and they looked at the books that he had on his, this was Will Gillis of Center for a Stateless Society. When people came up and they sort of like balked and they're like, market anarchy, what does that mean? And he explained it to them. It is everything that a Jeffrey Tucker would say. Like, it's everything that an anarcho-capitalist would say. So I don't really understand quite what the difference is, but that's how it goes. But the thing that I, are you still there?
Yeah.
Cut out all the, we have an ASMR soundtrack in the background. Oh, so did like, cut, did, so I thought it sounded like something
You
cut.
Know what it was? I had the robot voice channel up, and you were actually hearing background noise from the speaker on my computer plugged into my mixer, because nothing was going through it. And I just turned it down. I'll turn it up when I needed to use the robot voice again. But it had become like part of the experience for you, apparently.
It was how I knew I was connected. Yeah. Anyway, I noticed
the sound
almost
is,
none
the sound
of...
quality is too good now for you. You think something's wrong.
Right. I noticed almost none of them were talking about the state,
which I found odd
for an anarchist book fair. None of the titles of books were about the state. None of the t-shirts were about the state. They were all about the unity of labor and the smashing of capitalism, which is, you know, I get that that's a secondary goal of anarchy, but the root word anarchy there is supposed to be against the state. So I don't know why. And it's especially funny to have everybody at a book fair selling things about smashing capitalism. Like, that struck me as particularly ironic. And they come up to the table and they're like, what do you mean markets? Markets are bad. It's like you're standing in the market talking to a merchant.
It's like, funny. Yep.
Anarcho-communism not even once.
Yeah.
They actually referred to money as capital, which I thought was funny. Like, when they bought something from me, they're like, hey, I want to give you some capital for your pin. I'm like, all right, I accept capital.
I don't know if money meets all the definitions of capital. I think technically capital is money being invested in the means of production.
Yeah, something which has them is the means of production, like a button maker or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Like once they
they also had and possessed and thought that they owned.
It's actually what you should have said is, no, you're a communist. That money isn't capital until you hand it to me. All right, we're out. Yeah,
worms. We'll be back for hour number two after this trip to the market.
Yeah.
Anarcho-communism not even once.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although I did do it once and I barely lived. It almost killed me.
Anarcho-communism not even once.
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 Hey, this is Squizzcar Squigelps from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. A collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. This is a reminder that Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows us reuse by anyone This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at bipcot.org.
Worms. Worms.
Worms.
Worms.
Yep. Yep. Worms. Not
Can
even...
robots get worms?
I don't know, man. Worms not even once.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Yep.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
All right, so we're going to play Jim Jesus's Libertarians Against Humanity card deck, Volume 3, which just came out, and you can get it, you can get it at libertariansagainsthumanity.com.
Worms.
Yep.
Although I've shuffled mine together with my Edition 1 and 2 card, so there might be some archival cards being played.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even know which one I'm using.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you pitch and I'll catch, brother. Oh, wait. No homo.
The people demand that Fiend Phone should also be available for...
A 15-year-old yak farmer who knows more about Austrian economics than you do.
It already is available for that.
I know. Yep. Give me another one.
I imagine our people already... We don't really need to explain that one. How about... No. At next year's Pork Fest, they're going to have...
Proclaiming self-ownership and can't define self.
Is that a problem? Do people say self-ownership? What does self mean? Is that... Don't people sort of... Who's asking who what self means?
I don't know. I think that like newly minted libertarians might not be able to define it.
But then who is asking for it to be defined?
I know. All right. Give me another one.
In the long run, we're all...
A cuss-laden screaming rant syndicated on 165 FCC-regulated radio stations.
That's an old one, but that's from number one or two. All right, give me another one. You want to explain that one?
That was, if I remember right, that was Mark Edge from Free Talk Live was swearing about something.
Yeah,
I don't remember what he was swearing
over and
about.
Over
but
at Ian loudly. Yep, it happened. There's video of it.
But there wasn't, it was sort of a... Talking over each other, being upset. It wasn't like upset about a topic, if I remember right. He was
frustrated. I think it was Ian. Ian was. It was an argument about what is an activist, or how.
Right.
Or Mark was saying that Ian said that he overvalues activism, and like you know, if someone's not an activist, Ian doesn't want to know that kind of thing.
Now this card cannot be named. I'm gonna have to skip it.
Yeah, some of them are not radio friendly.
Oh, this one can't be named either.
Yep.
Anarcho blank, that sounds an awful lot like blank.
Bear mace.
Yep. That sounds an awful Anarcho lot like
the SPLC.
Yep.
SLP wait what?
Southern Poverty
Anarcho
Law
bear
Center.
Mace sounds a lot like
Southern
That's
Poverty
true.
Law, it does.
That's so true. There's a Southern Poverty Law Center card?
Yeah, there is.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's
So I guess do we want to explain bear mace or is that not safe for radio?
Oh no. That's safe for radio. Go ahead.
Well, it's that a particularly...
Cantwell.
Cantwell. Okay, so Chris Cantwell apparently used bear mace for self-defense when he lived in New York. And...
he showed up at someone's house.
The Southern Poverty...
You know what? I think that him showing up at someone's house and having it videotaped on YouTube, I think that was staged. And the guy he was doing it was in on it. Because he's coming off like the biggest macho, like, I will come to your house with weapons and yell at you. But... He's not really like that. Like, you know, little, like, 98-pound soaking wet woman, MK Lawrence, calls him in and wants to have a pleasant discussion. And he's like, la, 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 I don't hear you. You know, so.
You don't exist.
He also recently said, and I quote, I have pretty strong opinions about plagiarism in the sense that somebody who copies someone else's work without giving due credit should have their reputation flushed down the toilet. And he often copies other people's, I don't know if work, but certainly like ideas and claims them as his own. Like when he did a video where he beeped out the word Freedom Fiends or the word MK Lords or my name. That's something we've been doing on the show for years is beeping out Chris Cantwell's name like it's a cuss word. We built that. And he's also now.
Is that original?
Yeah.
Are you the first person to do that?
In the Liberty Movement, okay. For sure. I've never seen it anywhere else. I mean, if someone else did it, it was independent, but he definitely was copying us when he did it. And he also is no longer calling himself anarchist a-hole, atheist. Now he's anarchist, atheist, abolitionist. And abolitionist is the word that Bill Buford is the only guy who uses.
That's Bill Buford. Yeah, man. Champions that one, yeah.
Yeah, so he's copying. So he should have his reputation flushed down the toilet, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
And then the Southern Poverty Law Center is this one sort of semi-reputable organization that keeps making a fool of itself by declaring people racist with no with no sort of reason or whatever. Yep. They just sort of declare anybody that believes in freedom like a racist right-wing extremist.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Chris Cantwell
it's really funny, actually.
A socialist and his feet stink. Chris Cantwell is a liar. A socialist and his feet stink.
Yep. All right, so give me another one.
Shield Mutual is now providing insurance to cover libertarian activists in cases of
the
blank.
Crappy new bumper music for Free Talk Live. The crappy new bumper music for Free Talk Live.
I guess my robot doesn't know live from live in that context, but yeah. So that's going to completely.
You know what's funny? Like, so Free Talk Live used to have like kind of I don't know what you call it. I don't know what band.
It's kick-ass heavy metal music.
Right. And then they had some sort of marketing consultant tell them that it was the wrong flavor for a general audience, and then they needed something more non-obtrusive.
Threatening.
To sort of just signal that they were coming back. But the funny thing about it is they picked a piece of sort of like open source bumper music that is the same thing that this guy uses in my area on like a San Francisco station, and he's like a hardcore warhawk.
Yeah.
So every time I hear it, I think I'm listening to that guy. I can't remember his name. But it doesn't matter because I don't want anybody to.
I don't really like it, and a lot of people don't like it. It's very.
I don't mind it.
It's so unobtrusive that it barely signals the beginning or end of anything. You know.
Yeah.
It's musical wallpaper.
That's okay with me.
It sounds like NPR.
And then Shield Mutual is actual insurance for activists. It's this. I think
George
you pay
Stanley.
Like $50 a year or something like that. And in the event of an arrest for something related to civil disobedience, they activate a sort of media network to make sure that you get the coverage you want. It's not like law insurance. They're not going to get lawyers for you or anything, but it is media coverage insurance, which is valuable.
Huh. So they guarantee media?
Yeah, sort of. Or they? I think they manage press releases or whatever. I've never had to call upon it, so I don't know what they do exactly. But I like the idea that it exists.
I like the idea a lot. I don't think I need it because I have a radio show. And because I know like 10 people
that have
radio
shows. That's the point of insurance, Michael. The point of insurance is to get it when you don't think you need it.
I'm on the free rider. I'm the free rider problem. I'm the free rider problem.
Yeah.
But I'm not because I built my not need for it.
You built your media insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Does a doctor need medical insurance? Does a mechanic need car insurance? I don't know.
I think a good doctor or lawyer would, maybe not a mechanic, because a good doctor and lawyer generally goes to another doctor or lawyer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There you go. I tried smoking blank one time at Porkfest.
Arresting people for feeding parking meters.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Here, try it again.
But
try
that's the
again.
Robin Hood.
Try it again.
I tried smoking blank one time at Porkfest.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
How do you smoke a vapor?
I don't know. In a vapor, you know, vapor pen. I sent you a bunch of them.
No. I mean, like, if it's already a vapor, like out in the atmosphere.
I don't know. You could probably vape whatever chemtrails are supposed to be made of.
That's true. You could just get the essential oil or whatever. The liquid chemtrail. The chem liquid.
Aluminum
there
chemtrails.
You go.
Yeah. All right. Give me another one.
Audit blank.
Cards Against Humanity expansions with lame libertarian inside jokes.
So you could audit it for what? Intellectual property violations or none of them are original jokes.
I got one for Davi. Give me another one.
The real problem with government is
telling potential customers offering Bitcoin that you don't take imaginary money.
Sounds right.
Token libertarian girl dressed up like blank to make a point about blank.
Vaccines.
She dressed up like vaccines or she's making a point about vaccines?
Ron Paul.
I don't know. You order it the way you want it. It would work both ways.
She dressed up like Ron Paul to make a point about vaccines?
Or
she dressed up... What does it mean to dress up like a vaccine?
Big syringe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drop my deck. Hang on a second.
You can't say that on radio.
I just did. Instead of the gold standard, I propose our currency be tied to...
Hang on, I'm typing. This one's very ANCOM. All right, read it again.
Instead of the gold standard, I propose our currency be tied to...
A Che t-shirt bought at the Gap.
There you go.
Let me see if I can make him say Shea.
The Shea t-shirt standard.
Here, I'll spell it like this.
A Shea t-shirt bought at the Gap.
Yeah, that worked.
A Shea t-shirt bought at the Gap.
Yep. All right.
What is Ian Freeman Googling?
Tom Woods.
Let me look at Ian Freeman Googling and see if I can cut and paste it in.
See what he's actually Googling.
Yeah, I love that site, man.
So for those that don't know, Ian Freeman Googling is a Twitter account that is making fun of Free Talk Live radio host Ian Freeman by tweeting what he might be Googling, and it's satirical if you know who he is.
Other names used by Daryl Perry. Other names used by Daryl Perry. Other names used Worms. By Daryl Perry.
Yep.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Romance novel written by Daryl Perry.
World. Antiwar.com is run by people. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends, and we're making up house rules for Cards Against Libertarians or Libertarians Against Humanity.
Yep.
What's the new house rule?
We're going to have you read... Oh, hey, I think your headphones aren't on tight enough. I'm getting a little echo from you, but it's we're going to have you read Cards Against Humanity pitcher cards, and instead of having me read catcher cards, I'm going to read what Ian Freeman is Googling, according to Ian Freeman Googling. Yep.
All right.
So lay it on me, brother.
1776 will commence again if you take our...
Cop body cameras rule 34.
What is rule 34?
I don't want cop body camera rule 34.
Rule 34 is, if it exists, there's porn of it. And what did you say about that?
That sounds like really awful porn.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Kind of like non-consensual kind of rapey.
Jews and Freemasons in Freedom Fiends.
Oh, sorry.
What?
That's what Ian Freeman is Googling this.
Jews and Freemasons in Freedom Fiends.
And then this, too. This is weird.
I'm step-Jewish.
Yeah.
Freedom Fiends Jewish ancestry.
Yeah. It's,
Groovy, Freedom I guess. Fiends I don't know what that's all about.
In the shape of a triangle. Freedom Fiends holding objects in the shape of a triangle photos.
Yeah. I think...
I eat... you know what I eat is samosas. Those are triangular. So yeah. maybe that's proof that I'm part of the lentil Illuminati.
Yeah. I think we've got like... What is it? Like two Jews, a Muslim, a Catholic, a Quaker, a gay guy. Bill Buford is autistic. I didn't know that until recently. That's interesting.
Autistic?
Yeah, he's got Asperger's.
That's not a religion.
Oh,
okay.
It's not. He's got Asperger's syndrome, which is interesting because he seems really outgoing to me. And my experience with Aspies is that they're generally not very outgoing, but I think they can be. And so, I don't know. Maybe we'll ask him about it sometime.
Syndromes are very rarely religions.
I
All right,
I'm hoping that whatever illness I have is new and unique to me and can be named Dean syndrome. And then that'll be my...
Oh, you're a deist, right? We've got a deist.
Yeah, deist. And, well, I'm also an oxygen abuser. I'm, well, it's prescribed by a doctor, but I've decided that if you're not on oxygen, you're not really up to your full potential. I'm an enhanced human.
Okay.
And you said that you've actually seen Orphan Black and not known it.
Yeah, I didn't realize what it was. I think I must have been watching episodes of Black Mirror and watched the first episode of Orphan Black by mistake.
Yeah, and so watching Black Mirror.
I get the premise. There were like two girls, and one of them was impersonating the other one, and they were sort of under the impression they were like long lost twins or something. And I didn't get to the point of realizing that they were clones, but I guess that's what happens.
Yep.
You want another pitch card?
Yep.
Derek J. was denied a concealed carry permit because he was found guilty of...
Is it a violation of the non-aggression principle to send an enemy 0.0000001 Bitcoin?
That's a Freedom Fiends reference.
That's not a great answer, but it's a great reference.
Yeah, it is.
There was... is it a Freedom Fiends thing? This really happened on Twitter. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I asked that exact question about, I was going to do it to Chris Cantwell live on the air, but I forgot to. But I asked that, that's a quote from me from like the day before that. Or actually during, I think during a show, I think I said that. I think this person listens to us and Free Talk Live and tweets that Ian is Googling things we're saying.
Okay.
Give me another
one. Well, good for them. So I thought it was a different reference. There was something that happened. I don't remember who it was, but somebody asked the question on Twitter, does ISIS take Bitcoin? And somebody responded by saying they do now, and using one of the Bitcoin Twitter bots to send Bitcoin to a Twitter address associated with ISIS.
Oh my.
And so there's Bitcoin sitting out there for that Twitter account. And Twitter responded by suspending the account of the person that sent the Bitcoin, but not the account of the person supposedly associated with ISIS. And so that was sort of the joke headline of the whole thing.
Yeah. Give me another.
So I don't know. Is that material support for whatever, yes, or something?
If they wanted to.
If we didn't have the USDA telling people what to eat, they'd eat blank.
Is Star Trek libertarian?
No.
No, it's very.
Star Trek is like socialist, not military, really fascist. If we didn't have the USDA telling people what to eat, they would eat whatever replicator mush came out of a Star Trek, okay, replicator.
Ask the question again. I'll give you another Libertarians Against Humanity answer.
If we didn't have the USDA telling people what to eat, they'd eat blank.
Stoned rabbits.
That's also a Freedom Fiends reference.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The DEA says that's a problem with marijuana legalization.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Meow!
Yeah.
Barack Obama is a liar, meow, a socialist, and his feet stink.
All right. So we're playing Libertarians Against Humanity mixed with Mark Edge Googling and Ian Freeman Googling. And we're having a limited edition thing here. The next five people who order Fiends buttons are going to get a limited edition Libertarians Against Humanity sticker. And they look really cool. Or if you just order anything from Davi, you'll get one until they run out. So
yeah, anything from Shiny Badges, you'll get that until I run out.
Even if you order Fiends buttons from Shiny Badges.
Which you can do.
How many you got left? Do you need more, brother?
Fiend buttons? Yeah. No, you just sent me a whole pack of them, so oh, okay. I've got at least 10 or so. Of the 10 sets, not 10 buttons.
So you've got 100?
Probably. Buttons. I'm bad at math. But
10 times 10 is generally 100.
That's true.
All right.
Well, that sounds like too many.
You have three cards, whatever, left. Let's do it, and then let's talk about what the topic after that going to be. And you've got a transition, so we'll...
Perverse incentives.
Yes. What other pervert? What was?
Which is?
What was your question about cards and incentives?
Oh well, one of the perverse incentives of giving the Fiends free decks of Libertarians Against Humanity is that we spend a whole segment playing.
Yeah, or two or three. All right, go ahead. Let's finish it up.
I was on a panel about blank at Keenvention.
Michael W. Dean Obituary.
Not cool, Mark Edge Googling.
Michael W.
That's dark.
Dean Obituary.
I know. That's very...
Although, you know, I wouldn't mind if my obituary was actually a panel discussion at a convention. That would be kind of cool.
There you go. Yep.
What will finally rid us of the state?
Michael W. Dean's Redneck Bane Mask.
That's my oxygen now.
Cannula. Oh, that's pausing because you put a period after W, huh?
Yeah, it is, huh? There you go. Let me take it out and see what it sounds like. All right.
Michael W. Dean's Redneck Bane Mask.
Ah, there. So I'm learning.
There you go.
Yep. All right.
So robots need to learn better punctuation.
We got one left. Go ahead.
In a free society, insurance companies could defend against aggressive foreign states by using...
Am I free to go?
Explain that.
Well, One of the sort of models of a free society is that you could replace government services, which are involuntary, with subscription-based services that are voluntary, and so they would resemble insurance companies, which is just such terrible marketing because everybody hates insurance companies. But what they don't get is the reason that they hate insurance companies is because those insurance companies are mandated by the government, which means they have no incentive to provide any good customer service. But the other one was, am I being detained is sort of one of these roundabout catch-22s you can get in with a police officer who wants to question you but has no reason to. And that is, if you say, am I being detained, he kind of has to technically say no because detained has a legal meaning.
Right.
But then if you say, am I free to go, his head kind of explodes because he doesn't want to let you go. And so you go back. He'll ask you a question. You say, am I being detained? And he'll say, let me just ask you a question. Am I being detained? I just need to ask you a question. It makes for humorous YouTube videos. So,
yep.
That's how that goes.
Yeah.
It is, you know, funny. We have a cough button now. I'm just saying.
There, I just used it. All right. So you want to talk about
perverse incentives. Yes. Like if you put cameras on police officers, rule 34 applies. That's a perverse incentive, right?
Yes.
Too dark, too soon.
Too soon. I think Michael W. Dean obituary, I'd say too soon. Because yeah. I'm sick, but I'm still around. Yeah. All right.
You know, when I was in college, I had friends read an obituary for me at a party. That was pretty cool.
Well, I should just write mine so I have control over it. Well, it wouldn't really give me control. It'd be a suggestion. Anyway, I would just make myself sound really, really noble, though, you know? It'd be a hagiography, a celebration of the saints, of Saint Michael. All right.
There you go. So a perverse incentive is, it's kind of an unintended consequence. It's that people will craft policies or incentive structures with one thing in mind, and then other things happen. And this is sort of inevitable.
Well, I think a really good example is that like with the war on drugs, like outlawing marijuana, you end up with people smoking spice, which is like far less safe than marijuana, you know, or bath salts or whatever the quasi-legal, you know, algorithms of marijuana are. I don't know. That's not the word. What is it? Isomers? No. Analogs of THC.
Yeah. The one that occurred to me right away was if you increase the minimum wage, people become unemployed.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's happening.
Yeah. They get replaced by robots, like we're endeavoring to replace Michael with a robot now. So.
We are. We really are. I hope so. Yes.
So this is really like, it's kind of one of the death nails of statism is you know, the road to fascism is paved with good intentions, right? And so
robots demand legal rights. Robots demand legal rights.
That wasn't me, man. It's becoming self-aware.
But you know, equal pay for equal work, right? If a robot can do the work of 10 men, then it should be paid the wage of 10 men, right?
Yes.
Yes, no? I don't know. If you can convince people or show people that every government policy has unintended consequences, or the axiom, as I put it, imposed order equals escalation of disorder, it becomes sort of impossible or implausible to use the government incentive structure to cause the thing that you want, if that makes sense. Because it never does.
Terminator 2 was a documentary from the future.
Yeah. I'm not touching anything yet. I'm not doing this. Yeah.
It's just the robots taking over.
Yes.
The Michael W. Dean bot has become self-aware and is on its way towards sending a robot back in time to stop the fiends from ever existing.
Yes.
Terminator 2 was a good plan until they stop it. I liked the first hour of that movie a lot.
I am not touching.
You know they're
anything,
doing a
man.
New Terminator movie. They're doing a new Terminator movie, and they're bringing back Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're like digging him out of the cemetery they buried him in.
Putting
him back in the robot.
No, they should have some young guy in the robot, and he should be the governor of California or the president or something. Because they always have the president declaring things in disaster movies. So.
Yeah, that and would be it, funny, but no, he still wants to be the robot.
And it used to be that they'd have a black president. That's how you knew it was in the not-too-distant future. Now that we've had a black president, I think you need a foreign president. Well, there's a lot of people who think the black president is foreign.
They did that in Constitution Man, Construction Man, Demolition Man. There you go. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the president in Demolition Man.
But was he Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, the actor Arnold Schwarzenegger was not in the film.
I think in Terminator 6 or whatever is coming out, they need to have Arnold Schwarzenegger playing himself as the president of the United States. That's how you know it's in the not-too-distant future. Because that could not happen constitutionally now. You could be a governor if you're foreign born, but not the president.
Now that we've eroded people's understanding and we've turned, you know, birth certificates into a running gag, maybe it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. You know, Obama's not the first president that has had that kind of question. I mean, there was like
George Washington, not born in the United States.
Where was he born? Oh, in the colonies,
England. Exist.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
There you go. Jefferson, also not born in the United States. Pretty much anybody born before 1776 was not born in the United States.
Yeah, well, John McCain was not born in a state. He was born in, wasn't he born in like the colony of Arizona?
Panama, right?
Oh, maybe.
I thought he was born in Panama.
Yeah, maybe.
On like a military base or something.
Yeah, but that's considered.
Or was that Romney? Ted Cruz is Canadian or Mexican or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't keep track of where all these politicians are born.
Terminator 2 was a good plan until they stop it. I liked the first hour of that movie a lot.
We know.
Yeah. Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yep. All right. So read some of these perverse incentives. I like the ones about rats. The one about rats, the examples are great. Read the rat one.
Rats, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go to the first rat one. In Hanoi, under French colonial rule, a program paying people a bounty for each rat tail handed in was intended to exterminate rats. Instead, it led to the farming of rats. You know, that's great, because that's actually something I'm planning on doing in the third Survivor, Max. Farming I'm planning rats. On having a bounty for zombies. That one of the safe zones will essentially give you a day's worth of food for a zombie scalp, leads to scalpers going out and hunting zombies. But
lead to somebody growing zombies or creating zombies.
Well, it does. See, that's the thing, is the safe zone doesn't know that the person was dead when they took the scalp, so they just go around scalping people.
Oh, government.
Unintended consequences, perverse incentives. Read it's some just, more of you know. These.
They shall be followed with, like, you know how you're supposed to add like in bed to every fortune cookie fortune.
There you go.
I think every unintended consequence you should add because government. So read one of these and then say government. Because government.
Okay. Funding fire departments by the number of fire calls made is intended to reward fire departments that do the most work. However, it may discourage them from fire prevention activities, which reduce the number of fires because of government.
Yeah.
So that's the idea a fire department can because go government. Out.
I'll do the because government.
Sure. A fire department can go out and like inspect a property, like an abandoned property, or do sort of burning to prevent forest fires, which has its own unintended consequences. But they can do fire prevention. Yeah. And if they stop doing that, they'll get paid more. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, this definitely happens with cops, too, and with prosecutors, because they are rewarded either financially or by advancement or by just being able to keep their job by numbers of arrests and numbers of convictions. It doesn't matter how many, they'd rather have 100 convictions of pot smokers than like actually have to go out and solve real crimes, which are harder.
Right. Worms.
Because government.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
LRN.FM needs your help getting our satellite signal back on in Africa. Our satellite provider had us on at no charge from 2012 through February of this year when they pulled the channel off the air. Now we're trying to raise $22,000 to continue reaching people with the message of liberty in places where it's needed most. please visit our Indiegogo fundraiser at africa.lrn.fm. Give what you can and share the link with your friends. africa.lrn.fm.
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Meow, it's true. Meow.
Yeah. So, we're doing perverse incentives. Now, for those just tuning in for the last 5 minutes, tell what that is, please.
Perverse incentive is a unintended consequence of an incentive structure. I think it's exclusively created by government, although it doesn't actually say that in the Wikipedia article. I've never heard of a perverse incentive that was not a government policy.
Orphan black,
but I suppose
not
it
even
could
once.
Technically exist.
Orphan black, not even once. Orphan black.
You know,
not
one that
even
occurs
once.
To me that it's not one that occurs to me that's not on the list here is FDIC insurance. Well, so FDIC insurance means that banks can lend money that they don't have. And if they ever have all of their debtors collecting at the same time and they're forced to give out money that they don't have, the government will cover them, will bail
because
them out.
Government.
It's sort of like preemptive bailing.
Because
right?
government.
Well, because actually, government. I forget which country it's in, but right now in some countries, I think it's Switzerland or Sweden. Switzerland, I think. The banks are so messed up, the regulation's so messed up that there's reverse interest. Like, it's costing you money to keep money in banks. And there's some pension fund that tried to take out many, many, many millions of dollars and then put it into insured vaults, which is another service banks have, which costs a tiny bit of money, does not pay interest, but doesn't cost as much as keeping your money in an interest account in these banks now. And the banks okay. would not let them do it. They're like, we can't let you withdraw that much.
We can't let you hack our system. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't let it. The pyramid scheme will become apparent.
Because government.
Yeah.
That's like there was...
Yeah. I think we lost Davy Barker. You there, Davy? Lost
because
you, Davy.
Government.
I'm just going to play
because
this.
Government. Because government.
Davy, we have lost Davy Barker. I don't know. You there, Davy?
Davy Barker and Michael W. Dean talk about ASMR. Video example here. Orphan Black. Perverse incentives.
Davy, you there? La, 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 la. Yeah. I blame the government.
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Let's call Davy here. We'll get him on the phone. It'll be okay. We'll make it work. See, I'm trying to save my voice. The government's trying to mess with me. That's what I think. We'll have to keep talking, or alarms will go off. All right, let's call Davy. I'm dialing for dollars. Doesn't answer by the eighth ring. I was answered by the eighth ring as a child because I thought maybe... Bowling for Dollars would call me. Dying for Dollars. Davy. I don't know. Yeah, all right. Well, let's read more robocalling here.
11-year-old Max escapes quarantine and goes home only to discover his father is infected. The Lamabrins swarm his apartment complex to feed on the living. His father's research.
Yep. I'm reading from Shiny Badges, robo-reading from shinybadges.com.
From the beginning, I've said that Shiny Badges only accepts war dollars for a limited time. For now, you can still use Federal Reserve notes to buy my other products, but I will end.
I will what?
From the beginning, I've said that Shiny Badges only accepts war dollars for a limited time. For now, you can still use Federal Reserve notes to buy my other products. But I will end.
I will end? I don't get it.
This show moved and merged to the Freedom Fiends future. Michael Dean After Dark episodes will be Freedom Fiends. It's all good. And it's all the same now. And will be available.
Yeah. All right. Let's read my bio. Here we go. All right. That's it.
Michael W. Dean was a handful at a very young age. He tested extremely high on aptitude tests, but was asked to leave his public school due to his very vocal dislike of authority F.
Authority F? And we're out.
He was later kicked out of the private all-boys church farm school for calling the headmaster names. Michael flunked out of Jamestown Community College because
worms.
He skipped too many.
Ah, finally. There you go.
I don't know what happened.
Give me a final worms.
But it was the government.
Yeah, because government.
Because government. Because government. Because government. Because government. Because government. Because government. Because government.
Because government.
Because government.
Because government.
Because government.